Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop, to all my motherfucking jugglers listening right now.
Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing duggers where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, correct shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KRR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, bars for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. There's empty his girls, I'm throwing pins, cause horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more, and it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing covers, dropping long term. I'm doing nothing, watch me fucking fuck on it. It's like a fucking repercussions, wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. Wicked wishes, no conditions, how the fuck? We be living here at top of the man, with the darkness flow. Strictly spitting wicked shit from my jug alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a herbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faking. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Shang Tsung style, we consuming all them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Talking to ride a radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hate me, bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We draw no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringing darkness where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing darkness where I go, I'm speaking for the wickedness. I'm living bitches wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness, the witches, and the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted in sadistic motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Whoop, whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will join us. The fucking guest here. We got one guest up in the room. What's going on, guest? Turns out to be our boy, Angel. What's going on, man? Since it's just him and just me on the line, I should kick things off with some more motherfucking brand new Bulldogs. Yeah, here we go. This is Bloody Regrets featuring Big Rudo.
When I was a young man, I found out that if you hurt somebody, they'll leave you alone. Good guys do finish last.
My religion, I believe in superstition. Come against me and I turn instantly to mortician. You need some more convincing, killing like the son of Sam. Gruesome with my ill depiction, twist you like I'm out of lamb. Homicidal idol, survival of the wickedest. Got my rival suicidal from how I kick this shit. Watch me flick the bit, I'm about to light the gas. And I'ma cut your hand off and use that bitch to wipe my ass. I'm vicious, my heart has no malice. Intent malicious and my trigger finger is so callous. From killing bastards, now all I do is swing the hatchet. All hail the prime minister, definition of sinister. Detrimental to industry, breaking bad with my chemistry. Trying to go out in infamy, fuck with me, feel my energy. Wicked poetic symphony. This is how killers meant to be. Boondocks and Big Hoodoo. No remorse and no sympathy.
No sympathy, no remorse. Cold-blooded, sick with it. This is how we do. No soul.
It means nothing.
The ring around the sink ain't coming clean like it used to. A permanent reminder that I got a couple screws loose. Same with the bathtub, same stained hands. Drops on the countertop, an insane man. Thoughts of a flashback, remembering the first time that I realized I was an evil of the worst kind. Covered toe to head in somebody else's life, and laughing when I lost it, licking plasma from a knife. Staring at the wound, trickled down to a slow drip. Lips on the water fountain, started with a slow sip and ended with a crazy mix of pleasure, guilt, shame. A little bit of pain from the liquid that I drained. Why did I do it? Was it worth the affliction? And why did I stick to it to become my addiction? The body and my conscience buried out in the mud. A bloodthirsty killer with a real thirst for blood.
No sympathy, no remorse.
In, both murder suspects are still on the loose.
No sympathy, no remorse.
We are back, and I think it's time we go into a brand new track by Mr. Malachi McCoppery, even though he ain't here yet. But we got a 518 calling in. 518, what's good with this?
Hey, who's this? It's Laszlo.
Holy shit. It's Mr. Psychopathic.
Yeah, ghost. Yeah, Mr. Psychopathic, it's the ghost. What you talking about?
What's going on, homie?
What's going on? I'm having a couple beers over at my buddy's house. Just moved over to Albany, New York, and I'm trying to get, like, people out here, you know, to have fun, but I don't know. But I'm hanging out with my couple best friends, and, you know.
Hell yeah, man.
What's going on with you? You guys playing music?
Yeah, man. Man, we're always playing music here, man. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that, you know, I'm on probation, you know, I just served 3 months in jail about a year ago, and I was like, holy fuck, lost my kid and everything, like, holy fuck, yeah, bro, I went through some shit.
I didn't even know you had a kid.
Shit, I kind of kept that out of the way for everybody, like, you know, I mean, Shaq didn't know, and I haven't talked to them in about a year or so since the shit with the family and all that went down, and it's like, holy fuck, and I was like, I dropped that for a little while, and I just kind of went on my own, so I'm stuck to chasing my dreams. I figured out after a while that the rap shit that I could do, I couldn't do, so I just stuck to my own and went to mechanics, so now I'm sitting there steady building have a black truck. You know how we roll.
Yep.
What are you doing? What you guys been up to?
Same old, same old.
How's the show been, man?
It's been up and down.
Up and down? Like, how's the night going?
So far, it seems to be pretty good.
Yeah, man. It's like, yo, Misha. Misha hasn't been on. She's been hitting me up though since the last time I was out here.
And I don't even talk to her.
Oh shit, man, dude. I talk to her once in a while. Who else is on here tonight?
Right now, just me. I'll be Ghetto G's up in the room.
Ghetto? Hey, Ghetto. You there?
Ghetto G, he wants you to call in.
I just want to know what's up with them bitch strips that he be posting once in a while. I get a good laugh out of that.
He can hear you.
What?
He can hear you. He's up in the room.
Man, it's been a mean minute to spend up on this shit. The fucking
yeah.
The local police had me locked up for 3 months for possession of my own medication.
Wow.
Yeah, bro, that shit. No, dude, you come to New York City to fuck out of Ravenna. That's what I say. I moved to Albany, the capital.
Just so you know, we do have a little rule up on here where certain words can't be said. So one of them you just said, bro, not allowed up on here.
Yeah, my bad. I'm used to the old days.
That's an annoying-ass word.
What?
So, do you want to hear something? Maybe some brand-new Boondocks? Brand-new Twisted?
Yeah, I've heard some brand-new Boondocks. Well, Twisted, I got most of their new albums down pat. I haven't owned them now. My family up here.
Hell yeah. All right.
So what about that brand new Boondocks? I got his collection, but I don't know his new stuff. What about the CDs and stuff? What did you got out now?
He just put out his new album, Abaddon. It just dropped a couple days ago.
Oh, really? Just one album since South Hall?
Yeah, I mean, he's back with Psychopathic.
Oh, yeah, I knew about that. That has everybody's news. I heard about that. I heard about that when I dropped out because I the whole family situation went down. Boondocks was first, Twisted was second, last I knew.
Yeah, but we actually have the brand new Boondocks.
Oh, my God, that song, oh, my God, I just got it. Sorry.
Don't mind that. That's one of my fine friends.
She sounds drunk as a motherfucker.
She is. She's a juggalette, though.
That's what's up. But yeah, man, like I said, we had the brand new Boondocks on the soundboard, man, so if you want to hear something.
Yeah, bro, play something. Let me know. I'll be going out by that album soon. I'll go right up that fire up at the mall.
Oh, yeah, here we go, man. Boondocks Betrayal featuring Crucifix.
Yeah.
They throw the means to the end is the hurt that grow, the betrayal from another whose trust you know, all the emotions kept hid that you don't want to show. How many times has the sharp pain hit you, the knife in your back, someone always out to get you? You turn around just to see familiar faces, then all of a sudden took to unfamiliar places. I thought I knew you, we was tight, we was best friends. Concealed fangs, sheep's clothing you was dressed in. Held out your hands, blood stains while I bled out. Defiant to the end, but you will never get the red out. I always had your back, you always went behind mine. I always had a minute, you could never find time. I take a bullet for you, you can put that in a quote. You pull the trigger, call it suicide, sign a note. I never should've let you get that close to me, and I never should've opened up those doors for free.
You put the pussy on me like a pair of handcuffs, and it beat me close-fisted, bare knuckles, no gloves. You knew my weakness and my weaknesses was you. We fucked till I forget about the sneaky shit you do, like going through my phone, emails, all the accusations. Every other day another false set of allegations, the constant lies that I knew that you was telling, the constant cries I was buying you were selling, the false wording like I'd be with you forever. The day I stopped ignoring it, put two and two together, and I seen you for the demon, not the angel you portrayed. I should've choked you out and put you in an unmarked grave, just deep enough to hide your fucking lies and betrayal. Like the rest of all the snakes, left the rot burn in hell. I'm wasting time pretending that I'm never gonna trust again. Out of fight, she a devil with a heart so cold, and she never gonna let it go. She got a mind full of sick thoughts, like I could be the man when she pissed off. Evil things to make a killer skin crawl, but it's betrayal that became the devil's downfall. A dirty brow with the flaws, just the lust of pain. To see you suffer like a other lovers, that's a game. She cut like a blade to the pain, with the same, with the pain, to the rage, to the pain. But you get a motherfucker with a stain on the name that can never be erased by the shame of brain. So pick your path, pick your pill, pick your poison main, and pick your passion, pick your casket, cause it's all the same. The devil's daughter, she quenched like water, got you walking to a beer like a lamb to the slaughter. Gonna trust again.
And we back, and we got a 651, and I'm going to take a guess and say Spider.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Nah, shit, man.
You
super
high?
Busy with work.
Are you high?
Yeah,
man.
Hell no, I wish I was.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
Yeah, you know, I'm about to be going down to I actually moved to Albany not too long ago, about a week ago. And I'm up on the strip in Albany. About to go hit up a bar, bro.
All right, I'm
off, bro.
Yeah, I'm going out with my buddy.
Hell yeah. I'm just waiting on a homie to give me a call. I'll probably go kick it with him.
Yeah. Where are you from over at 651?
St. Paul, Minnesota.
What?
Where are you
tell
from?
You what. I'm from Albany, New York.
Okay.
You can't never tell my accent, but yeah, that's where I'm from, born and raised.
Hey, man. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, I was born and raised all over this damn country, but yeah.
Right.
All right, yo, I'm going to go hit the bar, yo. Lonnie's got her music playing over here, so. Yo.
All right, homie.
Havoc.
Yo.
It's nice hearing from you again. I got to give you a call back sometime. I just want to let you know I'm alive still, and I still get your messages and shit. It's just, I've been going through a lot of shit out here.
All right, homie. That's all good, homie.
Yeah, bro. All right, keep doing what you're doing. I'll be listening in sometime. Sometimes I'll come in and click in and, give you a little chat.
All right, man, that sounds good.
All right, bro, I'll give you a big whoop whoop. Much love, bro.
Whoop whoop whoop.
Peace out.
Peace.
Peace.
But he said the B word too much. I just want to stab him. Like, holy shit. I don't think I've heard that. But I don't think I've heard that. That word so many times up on here in a long ass time. Like, damn. But my question is, okay, he said he was born and raised up in throughout the entire country. How the fuck is that even possible?
Right.
Well, again, it's the same person, you know. You guys trying to tell people that, you know, he's signed a psychopathic. Even though he's not. But yeah, Spider-Man, what's good with you, man?
Not shit, bro. Just, you know.
Damn it.
Working.
No.
Yeah. Just working and shit.
Yeah. I just started my fucking vacation from work. So officially now I'm on vacation.
Yeah, man. Like, I don't know. I'm on. I actually am set to graduate from high school 2 years late. I made up all my credits, so. But, like, I got in a serious car accident, and, like, I fell way behind on my credits. So I was in the hospital for, like, 6 months. And then after I got out of the hospital, I had to go through a bunch of physical therapy to get my joints and bones in the right place and get, you know what I mean.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah, that I honestly have never felt something so painful in my life. Getting your ribs cracked, that shit does not feel good.
Never felt it. Never will.
I just hope you can keep it that way, because that is, like, by far the most painful bone break I've ever had.
Like, I believe it.
Like, when it happened, I could feel it, the piece of my rib scraping my lung.
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. That definitely sounds like it sucks.
Yeah, it sucked big time.
Don't worry, man. I'm still here. I'm up on the track just for Ghetto G. You know, he just left.
Okay.
Oh, man. But yeah. I have no idea what the hell I'm going to do with my fucking vacation.
Hell no.
But I think the last time I had a vacation was back when I worked for fucking Stop and Shop. It was like 2009.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I haven't had a vacation since then. So it's my first vacation in a long time, because unfortunately, working for the hospital, they unfortunately, you know, didn't offer for part-timers vacation time. Only full-timers.
Right. Yeah, man, I get a whole year vacation after the second. I'm going to be taking I'm going to be taking a huge advantage of that opportunity to sit there and just chill and relax, not have to worry about school.
Yeah, man, definitely here, man, ball game. Yeah, because my job is like, if you're there for a year, you get like, a week paid vacation, 2 years, two weeks, 3 years, 3 weeks.
Right.
So, shit, man. So technically, I'm going to be getting paid for doing JR. I'm going to get paid for taking a shit. I'm going to get paid for fucking sleeping.
Hell yeah. Do what you got to do.
And I don't know what Ghetto G ran off to, but Ghetto G, if you say the bro word one more time, I'm just going to have to.
Little Snow. Cold-blooded. Why won't you just die? Die. Kitten, baby,
so what you want, you
motherfucker? Vampire, I come out in the night. I got 1,000 demons with me, we surrounding the mic. I'm looking like a fucking zombie off an ounce of the white. I creep up on you from behind and then it's out with the knife. It's like my head is full of mud, it's thick. I'm cool with bloods and crips. I ride with drugs and whips, ammo and guns equipped. No shit, ask about him who run it. I pull that axe out, you running, leave your guts leaking out of your stomach. I'm fucking sick, like a fat kid puking. Like, what is that shit doing? That making Mac this stupid. I am insane, ho. I do not have a brain. No, when your baby mama end up dead, don't blame so. That's on your own, man. I hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. That's on your own, man. I hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. I see dark clouds, severed limbs and corpses, decapitated children and headless horsemen throwing bombs into churches and watch them burst into flames. I chop the bodies to pieces and then I burn the remains. There's something wrong with my brain. I'm not as cool as I appear. Demons sitting on my shoulders and they feeding off my fear. I can hear someone behind me, so I turn around and look. Left him with his head split. Shit look like an open book. Now stay in the road, man. I hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. That's on your road, man. I hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. Hate to have to kill you. I am out of this world. I'm something other than normal. You might catch me with a shotgun at your favorite award. So abnormal, savage, animal. I'm what happens when God creates that which he can't control. I'm off the deep end. I got a jump in the swimming pool. Give a fuck about the law. I was born to be in the room. You can lock me up, bitch. Swallow the key. Shit it out, open this cage up and set me free. I'll be L-I-L-L-M-O-W. I won't talk behind your back. I say it right in front of you. Plus I bring a gun or two. So fuck you, what you gonna do? I can shake the ground and get the earth right out from under you. An animal straight from the zoo. I'm out of control. Like a platinum palace sitting on a mountain of gold. Bitch, fuck you, I'm hot.
Yeah, hey, we're back. Evil Girl's not here. Man, you keep with the bro shit, I'm about to kill your ass.
That was a pretty dope track, though. Who was that?
That would be our boy Lil Snow. Unfortunately, we haven't heard anything from him in a good long ass while.
Do you have any, how is the Cottonmouth Kings new album? I couldn't find it.
Good, man. We actually have it up on the soundboard.
Yeah, why don't you play some off that?
Definitely do that. Let me get up to it. Hello, we go with KMK featuring Saint Dog. Fuck what you heard.
Kingdom come. Going out to Pacalica up in heaven. Can't hang. We're still number one. Going out to Mad Rock Critical. White boy shit. Sit in the room with the royal fan. You motherfuckers, we won't stop. Revolution means shut the fucking streets down. Build a big wall and we start digging underground. We don't give a fuck how we disrupt the system. Occupy the streets, freedom is the only mission. Living life in a fast lane, keep doing our thing. Starting a revolution, everybody's blowing smoke rings. KMK all day, Cottonmouth's the name. Yeah, the Kings run game, same dog is slain.
the pollution. Fucking with the revolution.
What you heard is fuck what they say. We don't give a damn.
Hybrid.
Yo, good.
What up, man? This is your brother Hybrid, man, and I'm coming to represent all Juggalos, but closer to Juggalo Family Chat. We are the Juggalo Family Chat that are holding it down for over 1,000 Juggalos, and we will be promoting your show. I like what you're doing. I'm the Juggalo of the most hated band in the world, one of the most hated Juggalos in the motherfucking family, but I'm really not, motherfucker. I'm really just a motherfucking admin, all right? That's one of the things I do. But I see everything you're doing, and I like that shit. I like everything you're doing, man, and I'm up to putting you on the website, and unless you say some shit I don't like, motherfucker, that's how you doing, man?
Doing good, man, just chilling.
That's cool. That's cool. Hey, you sound like I took your words away, dog. Or can you understand me?
No. I can definitely understand you, man.
Okay. Yeah, man. So we're in Juggalo Family Chat, and we don't really want to diss on like other little entities and everything, man. But believe it or not, there's so many stupid ass politics that go on behind the scenes. Motherfuckers trying to take motherfuckers' groups away. It's like, man, we are Juggalos. You know, why can't you have your group? I have my group. You know, my side of the tent. You have your side of the tent. We'll get together, you know, in the middle. But no, motherfuckers want to have them politics. But I like shit that is just about family, where it's unbiased and we can just chill. It's kind of close to the gathering. You know what I mean? I'm sitting here bumping your shit on the fucking computer here while I'm moving out, because I'm moving to Chicago. But I want to give a shout out to everybody in Juggalo Family Chat, Juggalo Family Crew on Xbox. We got the most notorious gang in Los Santos. So yeah, Juggalos ain't a gang unless you're playing motherfucking Grand Theft Auto 5. All right, Ninja. But I want to give a shout out to everybody, even my motherfucking enemies. We all need to be one. So fuck what y'all talking about. Let's fucking try to get some peace talkings going together. So how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. Just chilling here, smoking a cigarette. Got a boy.
Yeah, so what you trying to do, man? This is Havoc, right?
Yep, this would be me, yep.
Yeah, Havoc, man, I'm following your shit, dog, and I ain't going to be hound-dogging you, but you're going to be hearing from me, man, because we're in the promotion and shit. We do a promotion. We promote concerts all across the country, find opening acts for our heroes, you know what I'm saying? Some lesser-known acts that are getting bigger, you know what I'm saying? I would love to work with you. I've been talking to Angel about working with you, you know, for the past couple of months. It's just that I'm real busy. But I'm going to be following your shit. I'm going to be supporting your shit, and I'm promoting it. And, you know, like that.
Hell yeah, man. Yeah, man. Yeah. And for those who do not know about us, you know, going on Sunday, watching Mark at the 6th anniversary of the show. And yeah, I'll be honest. Yeah, we've had motherfuckers from all walks of life up on here for interviews. You know, we've had big-ass motherfuckers, like, and from the top, like, fucking motherfucking Ice-T, the fucking legend himself. We've had him up on here twice. We've had Tech up on here twice. You know, we've had A&B up on here twice. We've had Lil White. And shit, you know, and think about us, you know, we don't discriminate against artists. And I mean, for example, you know, like we've had, you know, I'm not sure if you know who Guar is, but you know, we've had them up on here.
Yeah, man, look, man, I was sacrificed at a Guar show years ago. Well, no. Actually, I was supposed to be sacrificed, but I chickened out like a little bitch. I was like, nah, fuck that. I'm gonna just watch what's going on. But, yeah, I'm all about Guar, man. What's up, man? Yeah. I'm from Chicago, man.
Yeah, man.
Juggalo, I got Havoc on the phone. Hey, say hello to Havoc.
Juggalo, what up, motherfucker? Woo, woo.
From Las Vegas, yo. Yeah. Hey, Havoc is doing a show right now, man, and so I don't want to bug him too much. Havoc, I know everything. Doing, dog. I got mad props for you, though, and our little site is still in construction, JuggaloFamilyChat.com, but I'm going to be promoting every motherfucking thing you do, dude. See, we're in the entertainment business. Besides my adminning, we don't have time to be taking sides with motherfuckers, unless, of course, they're pedophiles or racist. We don't do that shit. But, yeah, everything you do and know, dude, I got mad props for you. I got mad love for you. I'm going to be promoting you in Las Vegas all the way back to Chicago. And every time I do a show, I'll promote your shit. And hopefully maybe you can hear my motherfucking music one day. How about that?
Hell yeah, man, definitely. And, you know, it's funny, you know, you mentioned Vegas. And, you know, actually, I've actually got two good homies out in Vegas, man. And, you know, you actually might know of them, Vect and Donnie Menace.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, what, who?
Donnie Menace is my boy.
Oh, Donnie? Oh, Donnie Menace? Oh, yeah. Donnie Menace, yeah. First name basis with my homies here, man.
Yeah, man.
Hey, good. Check this out. I'm hybrid low. I'm going to send you a motherfucking friends request. I'm calling you out. You going to accept it?
Of course, homie, of course.
Hell yeah. Okay, I'm going to get on there and juggle a family chat because I know I'm in the process of moving, really. I got all my shit in the garage, man. My boys came over, man, for a little 420, man, a little bye-bye, going away present, man. Some real juggalos. I think there's only two of them here besides a couple of other homies out here. But they're going to do a little something for me here, man, get my mind right. And then, I'm going to send you a friend's request, man. And then, shit, just keep doing your thing, dog, man.
Of course, man, sure. Always.
All right, hey, well, thanks for having me. We fucking big-ass Las Vegas, whoop, whoop, all right, dog?
Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right, let's do it again. Whoop, whoop, whoop. All right. All right, dog. Hey, have it. Stay up, dog. You the homie, man, and keep doing your thing, dog. We got mad love for you, dog. I'm going to promote you. I'm going to talk about it in the Juggalo Family Chat tonight. And just take care of yourself, all right, bro?
Do, homie.
All right, dude, stay up, man. And Angel Irizarry, if you out there, homie, hey, that's the man who found Juggalo Family Chat. He deserves all the props in the world. He started from one person.
Yeah, I got a quick question.
For 27,500, and I'm his motherfucking pit bull, all right? So, Angel, I got mad love for you, homie. Hey, y'all take care, all right?
All right, homie, you too, man.
All right, much motherfucking wicked clown love, dog. Peace.
I love, man. Whoop. But yeah,
yeah,
man.
Down in the Juggalos.
Hell yeah, man.
Fucking love that shit.
Hell yeah, man. That's just randomness right there, but shit, it's all good. But, you know, speaking of tracks, man, I actually got some brand new shit from my boy Malachi McCalbrey. I'm pretty sure you remember him.
Yep. Yeah, I do.
So, let's get into this shit. Yo, this is Malachi McCalbrey with Show 'Em What We About.
I'm begging body parts like a mannequin store selling groceries. Rewind that in case you didn't catch that. Leave your eardrums bleeding, better get a med pack. My head stacked with ruthless intention. I'm pent up aggression that won't stop my pen descending. I'm repping like a 454 and neutral with my foot on the floor. I burn out like I'm ready to soar. I'm ready to war. My mic held tight like the deadliest sword. Red like stoplights is the messier course. So step back, you can feel the force. It's more than words, it's a full-fledged warning. Leaving burnt offering of your body as that fit keeps turning. Leave the motherfucker for the votes in the morning.
They keep saying that they're gonna stop us, but the bitch up when the mean to stop us. Just fire, boy, we put the drop ya. Disappear and smoke like a phantom of the opera.
They don't want it, homie, we gon' storm them out. They don't want it, homie, we show them what we about. They don't want it, homie, we gon' storm them out. Riding up on a 10-speed, talk shit, tempt me. Get hit, I got bail money, so don't test me. Make your chip it wet like a jet ski. I can splash in it cause she let me. This cat's so sick that these vets won't test me. Lion King, try and bring drama, watch the iron thing. I be iron things, shiny like a diamond ring. I stick and move, yeah, go ahead and try to swing. End up in the hospital, stitched up and inside a sling. Play your back up, or handcuff your vixen. Cause I shoot Cupid's arrow with the aim of Dixon. You can't mess with it. Giving me brains like a CAT scan test legit. This is shocking shit like a Tesla hit. You ain't bringing nothing hurting me. Burning up degrees like mercury.
They keep saying that they're gonna stop us, but them bitch up when they meet us pop us. Shots fire, boy, we quick to drop ya. Just a bit of smoke like a phantom of the opera.
They don't want it, homie, we gon' stomp them out. They don't want it, homie, we gon' show them what we about. They don't want it, homie, we gon' stomp them out. I don't write them, boy, but I damn sure break the rules. Take these fools and they sacred jewels. Leave them shaking, too, till they broken in two. Like Mortal Kombat combos, my words hombos. I'm on point like crossbows with stem text attached. Stick them up, motherfucker, and watch the body snap. Simply laugh, I'm a black bird scoping my prey. A renegade, engage with the sniper team. Light your brain when the fire and pin is strained. Leave your skin stained like pigs in mud. Shiny, make sure you can't go and pick up your mug. Drop, leaking out like a pimple that's pop. Attack with a flamethrower just to show you who's hot. I'm in the flames of hell, then you not. You stop with all that shit that you pop before you drop.
They keep saying that they're gonna stop us, but they bitch up when the penis pop us. Just fire, boy, we quit to drop ya. It's a pip and smoke like a phantom of the opera.
They don't wanna, homie, we gon' stomp them out. They don't wanna, homie, we gon' show them what we about. They don't wanna, homie, we gon' stomp them out.
Them if they don't like
yeah.
Bitch ass.
And we are back.
Hell
right, now we are back. What you think, man?
That's my shit right there.
Hell yeah, man. Fuck yeah. Yo, Kai definitely brings it hard, man, with his fucking tracks.
Fuck yeah.
But, yeah, man, fucking Kai, man, yo, that's definitely a dope fucking track, man, fucking loving that shit. For those who, you know, for those, you know, who want to check out Kai's fucking music on a personal level, yo, just go to fucking Reverb, MalachiMacabre. Yo, he got so much shit up on there. Yo, and this, yo, this motherfucker's done tracks with the fucking Best of Them, man. Fucking Scum, fucking Illegal, Kid Crusher, Creme de la Creme, fucking, you know, of course, and of course for those who don't, and of course, you know, the lovely fucking Zoe Litt of the Hatchet Girls, fucking, so, yeah, man, fucking, you know, he's working Mars, Jason Porter, so, yeah, man, so, dude's definitely doing his fucking shit.
Right. Shit, I'm trying to find my Fuck the World t-shirt. I'm gonna be going out tonight, so gotta rep my shit, you know?
Yep. What's going on, ghetto?
What's going on, bro?
What's up, ghetto?
What's going on, bro?
God damn it. Man, ghetto, you just, you completely missed it, man.
I didn't miss it, bro. I heard it, bro.
You heard everything, even Hybrid?
What?
Even Hybrid?
Dante was here?
You know.
No,
fuck?
I don't know.
Hybrid of Juggalo Family Chat called in. A.K.A. Hybrid Low.
I don't even know who that is.
Yeah, man. Yeah. He's one of the admins up in Juggalo Family Chat, and of course he also runs the. He also helps run the site. Dude's definitely dope. He's actually going to be putting us up on his site. I think up on the Juggalo Family Chat site to bring us more listeners.
Well, there you go. And it doesn't even cost anything.
Nope. And of course we got Malachi Macabre up in the room.
Oh God, not that guy.
But yeah,
I saw his best friend's video that he posted the other day. The half naked guy talking in the mirror like a gangster.
The fuck?
What?
Yes. It was rather annoying.
Apparently, according to fucking Malachi, that shit was hilarious.
I don't know, man. It wasn't even really that funny. It was just rather annoying. It's like, really? This white kid half naked in the mirror trying to talk like a black dude keeps making, well, trying to make gun noises.
Oh.
Oh, bud.
You know, kind of what Spider does every morning, you know, when he's getting ready.
Well, that's exactly what I do. I just go around and yell, "What's up, fool?" You know? You know, what you been on?
Wait, was that a question, or are you just talking?
Who, me?
Yes.
Oh, I was just talking.
Oh.
Oh yeah. By the way, Malachi said, "It's what's wrong with American youth."
That's exactly what's wrong.
Oh, bud. But, Gil, so what did you think of that track, man? How did you not hear it?
What track?
The track by Malika that we played. I figured.
I was a spider.
I'm sorry, sir, but you had to talk loud into the phone. We can't barely hear you.
Yeah, you're fading away, my friend.
Is that better?
There we go.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's definitely dope, man. Fucking definitely one of the hardest shit that he's put out in a while. And, you know, and because Ghetto just, you know, kept saying bro up in the fucking chat room, I had to play Have to Kill You.
See, man, I even miss Lil Snow.
Yeah, right?
Damn it, where the hell are you, Nick?
Yeah, fucking Lil Snow, the hell you at?
Man, he brought you in jail, too.
Dead.
Or he has another kid. One of the two. That's my guesses.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Ugh. This is going to irritate the shit out of me.
What's that? Deodorant?
No, I'm looking for my Fuck the World t-shirt.
Why is that going to irritate you?
Because I'm going out tonight. I just found it.
Trying to find it. I'm going out to find it.
Still kind of wondering why it would aggravate you.
I don't know. I don't know why it would aggravate me.
You found it. You're going to wear it. You like the shirt. So what's the problem?
I couldn't find it before, and that was going to bug the shit out of me because I just cleaned my room. And now it's a fucking mess again because I was looking for the fucking shirt.
Now he seems angry. He seems angry about it. Next thing you know, he's going through the wall like the Kool-Aid man.
Oh, man, yeah. Which, I actually had some Kool-Aid today.
Of course you did.
Hey, when it's only 99 cents at my job, can't go wrong with that.
Well, I guess it's a step up from water that you drink gallons of.
Man, I've been having water too. Damn it, you little green creature, go away. Die. Yeah, that's how you do it. Things just don't want to die. And she's like, give me something. I hate it. I take fucking damage. What the hell?
Why the hell does that sound like Mortal Kombat?
I'm playing Dragon Ball Z.
What's Dragon Ball Z?
Birth Limit.
Spider, you see what you did? You made him play video. You made him play video games.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You're supposed to entertain him, so he stays away from the console.
What Dragon Ball Z game, though?
I just said Birth Limit.
Even more so, no matter what fucking Dragon Ball Z game it is.
Yeah, I tell you, fucking kill the little green creatures. So get him. Did you look at what's your costume for that fucking stupid thing that Adam Chase Clown posted?
Yeah.
You're the creepy alien, which is better than mine.
I guess. guess Lil V won't like me.
That's okay. I'm pretty sure fucking, like I said, yours sounds better than mine. I'm a gruesome cheerleader.
What's wrong with that?
Do you really want to see me as a fucking cheerleader?
I don't want to see you at all, but I mean, you know.
All right, Spider-Bud.
Where the hell is he going?
I have to go fix my e-cig. It broke.
How the fuck do you break the damn? You just snap it in half?
No, it's just the tank. I need a super glue.
Is that your heater?
E-cigarette.
No, not my heater.
I don't know what the hell he just said. But go ahead, man. Go fix that, man. Go get your Harry Potter on.
All right. I'll do that.
Alakazam. Poof. Be gone.
He was just saying Alakazam.
All right, peace. Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Boom.
and he disappeared.
See that? I ain't even Harry Potter.
Yeah, all you had to say was Alakazam. And then poof. But I just uploaded a new track to the soundboard by our boy Buzzkill.
Yeah, where do you come from?
I tagged him in it into the post.
Well, maybe that's why, because I don't know what his name is.
Well, your name is Chuck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I did know that.
See?
I just didn't realize that. Well, let's hear Chuck's new song. Cut him up, Chuck.
All right, here we go. This is Buzzkill with Restless Nights.
Away. All these taunts and teases you spit for no reason got me starting to question whether or not I'm a heathen. Do I deserve this? All these nights without sleeping by the end of the night, I'll be surprised if I'm breathing. All these pumps of Jesus spit for no reason got me starting to question whether or not I'm a heathen. Do I deserve this? All these nights without sleeping by the end of the night, I'll be surprised if I'm breathing. All these taunts of teases you spit for no reason got me starting to question whether or not I'm a heathen. Do I deserve this? All these nights without sleeping by the end of the night, I'll be surprised if I'm breathing. All these taunts of teases you spit for no reason got me starting to question whether or not I'm a heathen. Do I deserve this? All these nights without sleeping by the end of the night, I'll be surprised if I'm breathing.
And we're back. Yeah, now we're back. What do you think of that, man?
It was a good song, Upchuck. I mean,
man, you think my Upchuck the clown, man?
No, keep thinking that a fucking song.
Oh,
it was
man.
A good song, Buzzkill. Good job,
Buzzkill. Exactly, how many times have you heard that song?
That song?
Yeah. Can you post it up? You know how many times I've heard that?
Heard what?
I don't know. Oh, the, what? Oh, what Cut 'em Up Chuck song? Wait, what?
The ICP song, dumbass.
Oh, yeah. Man, I got so fucking confused there. Man, even Angel's confused up in the room.
Angel, you're really a demon. We're on to your little game.
Yes, yes we are.
The hell is that gay ass music?
Dragon Ball Z.
That's why.
Man, so far I've already made it through fucking 5 levels already.
It's probably a very easy game.
But it's still, we're all excited for the new Lotus. Man, especially Ghetto G since he gets $10 off of it.
Well, hopefully.
And Angel, yes, we know you need help.
They'll probably tell me that it expires that once that CD comes out.
Probably. Oh, Destiny. Just die already.
The fuck?
She posted up, I hope I die in my sleep tonight. Stop being emo. God damn it, she's like, my baby's daddy left me. Again.
Baby daddy? She got a kid?
Apparently she's got another kid on the way, apparently.
On the way? She has a kid?
I don't know.
When the fuck did that happen?
I have no idea. All I know is she posts up, my baby's daddy just left me. I found out my house is condemned, and I have people threatening to kill me in my sleep tonight.
You know, for that person to be your baby daddy, you gotta have a kid with him.
Man, this is the same chick that fucking that claims that she's engaged to people on Facebook, remember?
Man, that's like another bitch, man. Got a new boyfriend every other day.
Exactly.
Talking well, about she's tired. She's tired of these cheating ass men. Motherfucker, you are dating people on Facebook every day.
Exactly, man.
Like, I'm so tired of seeing all these emo-ass fucking juggalos up on Facebook. I'm sorry, but emo and juggalo don't mix together.
That's what some chick made a post about earlier. Finally, somebody sees the light of what juggalos have become.
Yeah, man. I don't even know what the fuck's going on with that bullshit.
Can we just go back to, like, where we just wore our damn shit and nobody said anything?
And we were.
But now everybody that wears it, you gotta make it a point for somebody to say something to them.
Yeah. And Buzzkill's like, speaking of kids, my girl's preggo again. Congrats.
I didn't know you had a kid either.
How do you feel about your kid being born in this fucked up world full of emos, Barack Obama, Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Hobsons?
Terrible music on Dragon Ball Z.
Man, this shit sounds a hell of a lot better than Lil Wayne, though. You gotta admit that one.
What the hell is that mute button?
But yeah, apparently Buzzkill has a daughter. She's 4.
Damn, man. How old are you?
He's 26.
Damn.
Yeah, older than he is.
Yeah, he got 2 kids.
Is that? Yeah. He's younger than us, but he has a kid. We're older, but we have no kids.
Yeah, thank God for that.
Apparently Angel's 22, even though we were asking Buzzkill.
Damn, Angel, you young as hell.
Yeah, right? What the fuck? I say we go to track here. It's a very appropriate track.
Doubt it.
Oh, trust me, it's very appropriate for now.
But what is a Funaki?
Let's get down to them. The band's called The More I See.
And this
track
is
called... Yeah, it's a band name. But that's the name of the band. The track is called 7 Deadly Sins.
Believe. such a fool. You were my idol once, it's true. What we built is falling. What we built is falling.
Let's go left. I said we're going to another track by Malachi Macabre. This is Curtain Call featuring Switchblade Stiletto.
Yeah. Switchblade Stiletto. Malachi. Fiasco ends ready. LSP on the beat, baby. You know how we run shit. We're still creeping. We're still lurking. And this is the call for the motherfucking curtain. Let's go. A creep show, running with my people, painted up like freak show. We schizo, razor blade slit throat. We murky wall, bloody up the floor, and this monster's ball. Hating we can fuck them all. Pissed off because a girl wanna juggle these monster balls. Bitch, don't make me flip the script. I bury them all. The script tight, when the grip tight, trigger finger itch right. Bullets hit whatever's inside. I don't give a fuck what y'all be saying. Digging holes for the body, hit with a shotty like military training. The slugger cave your brain and no need for explaining. We speeding, so stay in your lane and I ain't playing. There's no games here. Gunshots pop up like this is Chinese New Year. I've been in the game, you lames is all new here. This curtain call cut your whole crew, yeah.
I'm still creeping, I'm still lurking. Cave on your throat and the blood starts squirting. Close your eyes, prepare to die. This the final act.
Now close.
My name ring heavy like it's bound to echo. Speaking loosely and get low. I ain't talking guitars when I say that I'm bringing a metal. I'ma dead you. Send you to the earth and give your family a funeral to attend to. This ain't a random June street. This is you and me and truthfully you gonna bleed beautifully. This ain't no cruelty. It's divine torture. Let me take it even further. I am the scarecrow. Infectious, watch the fear grow. White out eyes, they say you look at the weirdo. And realize that death is what you near, bro. It's far from the terror in the average. Insane and savage. Loving seeing blood as it slashes. Leaking from some open gashes. Got jaws up in formaldehyde cabinet. Boy, you can go on and say that I'm a sadist. The vice is a madness. I'm still creeping. I'm still lurking. Cave on your throat and the blood starts.
I'ma throw out your ashes as you take your last breath. This astral projection down to domination. Soon as it hits cremation, you seize the little high drive with granulation. Staring at a reclamation to my hands, mutilation. We're here for the kill, we're here to grab the nation. Grab the nation. was left to fill the room with like Bonnie and Clyde, bringing the mansion inside, leaving every pocket crucified. Eyes of fear so petrified, brothers and chocolate paralyzed, rubber like motion, we desensitized. Now it's your turn, close your eyes, seems as we lay here to die. Time to say your goodbyes to the fiery death. No paradise with the sickness, we're here to terrorize.
I'm still breathing.
And we are back. And damn, getting Malcolm in here. That's a dope track. Yo, the Switchblade. Okay. I don't think I said Switchblade is a chick. Does she have any solo tracks, or is that the first time she's done it? That she's done track, period. So now I'm curious. Hell yeah, man, because she's fucking dope, man. And, yo, and we need more fucking female artists up on JR. What's going on, Ghetto?
Who are you talking to?
Malachi up in the room. He's gave me a link for Switchblade Stiletto.
I see.
Fucking chicks are fucking beast on the fucking tracks, man.
Okay then.
Over a month. Well, Ghetto, what you think over, man?
La.
What's going on, Spider?
Nah, shit, man.
Spider!
What's up?
I just knocked down a spider web off of my ceiling.
Oh, damn, she's from the fucking UK.
What? No, the spider's not in the UK.
No, man, not the fucking spider, no, man. Ah, man, I'm talking about Switchblade Stiletto. Okay.
I don't know. That doesn't even sound deadly. Be tripping in some high heels.
Okay, does she charge for collabs or not really?
Why? Do you want to get her on a song?
Figured You're always looking for female orders to get up on trucks. Why not?
I ain't got no damn money to be working with nobody. So, nor do I even have a studio for that matter. I got a nice little microphone and a computer. That's what I got. That's how I get down.
Oh, man. What track should I put by her? Either Snake, Stress, Jigsaw Girl, or Ring of Rosie.
What about Jigsaw?
That track called Jigsaw Girl.
I sure hope that ain't about a puzzle.
So when you look, it probably won't be ghetto.
What's here the Jigsaw song?
I'm uploading it now.
And then Spider got a request. He wants to hear the Itsy Bitsy Spider.
I think I know.
You know, I could actually see fucking Spider, you know, getting the TNA or WWE and she going down to the ring to the Itsy Bitsy Spider as his theme.
And wasn't that, like, similar to, like, what Spider-Man was doing? Like, in the first Spider-Man movie?
I think so, yeah.
Like, what was his name when he came out to do that wrestling thing?
Bonesaw?
What? What about Bone Thugs?
Were you talking about the one guy he wrestled?
No, that was Macho Man. But, what his name was whenever, you know, he was going to do that match.
He wanted his name to be the Human Spider.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Close enough.
Yeah, Ghetto's not a big fan of Spider-Man, so he don't really care.
Hey, man, I liked that first movie and the second movie. They were good. But then after that, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's definitely true.
But all in all, I never really was a fan of Spider-Man, no.
Now, do you have any favorite, besides the Hulk, favorite superheroes of Ghetto G?
Not really. I mean, I like the Punisher.
Hell yeah.
There you go. What about Captain America? Batman.
Captain America's boring.
What about Batman?
See, Batman, I could deal with Batman.
Iron Man?
Iron Man. I fucking hate Iron Man. I like the X-Men. You know, that's always cool.
Hello, Flash.
The Flash. I suppose so. I don't have nothing against him.
What about Superman?
Nah, Superman's pretty lame. Especially that movie they just put out last year.
Yeah, well, they have another one coming out. This time it's going to be Batman and Superman.
Didn't you watch that movie that came out in 2013 on, like, bootleg or some shit?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, that was on, like, HBO the other day. I'm like, this shit's fucking boring.
Yeah.
But, like, I did not know that Stabler was in that movie, though.
Yeah, he's definitely in that one.
I was like, what the fuck? He's playing, like, an army cop guy here, too.
That's all he does is play his fucking cop nowadays. I mean, come on.
For that new show that he had on, that Surviving Jack show, where he was supposed to be the funny guy.
Yeah, except that got canceled.
That didn't get canceled. They
yeah,
just gave him, what? No, it didn't.
Driving Jack has been canceled, yeah.
It did that bad?
Apparently, yeah.
I just thought it gave it, like, 6 episodes.
Yeah, no, they canceled that shit.
What the hell, man? That shit wasn't that bad. I found it funny.
Yeah, they canceled it on May 7th after one season.
Well, damn. Way to go, Stabler. That's really the main reason why people can't get into other shows with him, because they can only see him as Law and Order.
Yeah, pretty much. If he were smart, he'd go back to that, but I don't think they want him back there either.
That's right. He did leave that show.
Yeah.
Well, he can always go back to HBO and go to that show Oz and make out with guys again or whatever the hell he did there.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That's what he did on that show. He was like a gay dude or some shit.
I wonder. That is awkward.
Well, yeah, he can't go back to True Blood because he died on there.
Yeah, he didn't have any options.
Yeah, he's pretty much fucked right now.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, man, that's not the only show that got canceled. That show, Dad with fucking Seth Green got canceled after the fucking first season.
Yeah, I never seen any of that.
Hey, at least. They canceled Dad, Surviving Jack, and Enlisted.
Whatever the hell that is.
They renewed fucking Family Guy.
Of course. I don't know. I find American Dad pretty funny.
They've also canceled Almost Human. Raising Hope. But they decided to renew the fuck.
Knew what the fuck? I never heard of that show.
Some stupid show called Glee.
Glee? It's because everybody loves that gay shit, gay musical shit.
Apparently. That American Dad's on his final season.
I don't know. I only watch certain episodes here and there. I don't know. I've never seen it like a full season. But whenever it's on, I'm bored. I'll sit there and watch it.
Yeah. Alright, what the fuck are you doing?
Shit, I don't know, man. I'm like, I don't know. I'm waiting for my ride.
What the fuck are you ride at?
Okay. But what are you doing with your phone? You're, like, going crazy over there.
Yeah, right?
Oh, I don't know what I was doing.
He was over there juggling it.
Yeah, he probably was. He's like, I'm just going to sit over here. I'm going to juggle my fucking phone.
Yeah, with my phone, I would never dare to do that.
Why is that? Are you afraid you would drop it?
I would drop it. It's not the fact I'm afraid I would. It's the fact that I would.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that was like I had a cheap phone one time, and then I dropped it on the ground. It split in half. I snapped it back together. It was fine.
Yeah, he broke it, and he just snapped it back together.
It was perfectly fine. Yeah. It was like an AT&T phone or some shit.
That explains it. AT&T stuff is usually pretty unbreakable sometimes.
But it broke.
Yeah.
I just put it back together real quick, though.
Exactly. You put it back together.
Yeah. But it did break.
Yep.
Just didn't stay broken. But what's up with this damn song, though?
Oh, yeah, it's right here. Ghetto.
Man, don't go to me.
Why not?
I really didn't care for that.
Yeah, why was she singing all happy, man? What was that? Wasn't that supposed to be like some killer song?
What?
I don't know, and then at the end she kind of turned into like Jester Jake from the one all fucking schizo real quick. I don't know, man. It was not that great.
Well, I mean,
I thought it was gonna be good with the start of the soul stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. No. I don't know, man. I'm not trying to be a hater or anything. I just did not like it.
Yeah, the other tracks are, definitely better.
So is that girl supposed to be a rapper, a singer? What is it?
I think combination of both.
Because she kind of had a feel like Echo Endless, except Echo Endless is better.
Oh, apparently fucking Buzzkill is up in the room busy fucking fist pumping.
Well, stop fist pumping. This isn't Jersey Shore.
I don't know why the fuck you fist pumped before in the first place.
Yeah. Better calm down before I lock you in a room with DJ Ion. Or whatever the fuck his name is.
DJ Zima?
Zima. Whatever the fuck his gay name is. Just have him sitting there making that stupid fucking noise. See how long it'll take you to kill him.
That'd probably be like a second. I mean, shit with me, it only take a second to kill him. For me to kill Zima.
Although I thought it was pretty funny that after what happened on TNA, somebody was commenting about it. It's like, man, it's like they're not even trying to hide the fact that they're plagiarizing WWE.
It's true.
It couldn't be any more clear.
Oh, man.
But already somebody made a fucking racist photo to that picture, to what happened with all the black guys at the end.
Where are you going, dude?
You don't know. Who's that? The drug dealer.
All right.
Probably. The fuck? Are you walking up the, or down the stairs?
I was walking up the stairs.
I thought you were leaving.
I am leaving.
You woke up
here yet?
Jeez, man. Fucking almost 1 o'clock, man. Where the fuck's the ride at?
Yeah, right?
The bar closes at what, 2?
Right.
Well, don't forget, he's in Minnesota, so it might be different.
How does that matter? It's probably open up later.
Exactly. Well, you know, like, if you can't get to the bar, just go to the fucking liquor store.
Yeah, I don't think that's open that late anywhere.
I don't know. I mean, like, I know in New York, the fucking shit's never closed.
I see.
I'm in Vegas, and I'm sort of always open.
Well, nobody's in Vegas.
That we know of, anyways. Well, besides Hybrid.
He's in Vegas?
Yep, he's in Vegas, moving to Chicago.
Moving to Chicago, why?
I don't know. All I know is he's moving to fucking Chicago. That's what he's worth upon here.
Where are you moving to, Spider?
hopefully to stay here in Minnesota.
That's not quite
fuck
moving.
Fuck that shit. I ain't going nowhere.
Right. At least until I get my shit straight. Quitting getting high every damn day.
Yeah, that might help.
You think?
No,
yeah.
No, only every stoner would have that motivation you do.
Doubt that. It's never going to happen.
Yeah, I know, right? I don't know, I just... It doesn't take a lot to get me fucked up. And when I do get fucked up, I'm careless and make stupid decisions that either wind up getting me hurt or one of my friends.
We just sat on the couch. Nobody got hurt.
We just sat on the couch.
Oh,
nobody
wait,
got
that's
hurt.
When I drink.
Ain't that the commercial?
I don't know what that damn commercial is.
Talking about, you know, smoking weed. All we did was sit on the couch. Nobody got hurt.
Yeah, except for your brain.
Well, yeah, except for your brain. Yeah, that's a big part of, you know, smoking too much. All these people can't fucking spell for shit.
Yeah, right. Like, what the hell?
Play The Sober Truth by Boondocks.
Yeah. Just a spider.
No, for me.
Well, yeah. Well, you too, but I mean, you know, the fact, you know, he's trying to get away from all the weed and apparently or something like that.
Get away from the drugs.
Put down the drugs. They will not save your life. Even just sitting on the couch. Here we go, Boondocks, Sober Truth.
Y'all thought I was done, huh? Thought it was over. Shit, it ain't over. I'm just getting started in this motherfucker. Boondocks, the Scarecrow.
Blacked out off my damn life. Bitches get fucked and bent over. I got shot on the next wife. Y'all don't know but a little bit. My shit ain't been close to told. Always say that I'm losing it, but my soul ain't been close to sold. Angel on my shoulder and the devil in my right hand. Looking to Jehovah, empty bottles on the nightstand. Battle with delusion, cause battle with who close to me. So much damn confusion, didn't know who I supposed to be. But never no more, repeat that, never no more. I see that coming from a mile away and never no more. Gonna be that same motherfucker with my head up in the cloud. Not just another motherfucker screaming, hey look at me now. Still rolling with that heater, there's a ego that'll never change. Quick to pull the trigger, now y'all fools is never out of range. Only thing you need to know, I got this, put that on my tat. Doc's a fucking monster, resurrected, put that on a hat.
Motherfucker.
fucking bees. The worst thing that they ever did was let me get my mind right. They should've kept me on that shit, not let me get my rhyme tight. 19 days locked in the dark, y'all ain't think I'm coming back. Dirty, now he ain't got the heart, but here I spit on another track. Hoping that these bastards ain't forgot how much they hate me. Hope they still be sleeping on and highly underrate me. Hope your girl still flicks the bean while you at work to my shit. Hope she use your credit card on iTunes when she buy it. Now I got this new shit, enjoy it now and live it up. First time that she hear this, gonna be the last time that she give it up. And you can put that on a tall tee with my number written under it so she can call me. Call me a motherfucker, call me lame. As long as heathens love me, you can put a bullet in my brain and they gon' resurrect me on the third day. You just feeding fire to the flames, bitch.
And we are back.
Yeah, I really like that song, even though I only heard it a few times so far.
Yeah, man, it's a fucking dope track.
I was like, oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, man, I mean, shit, you got that track up on there, still Bloody Regrets.
Yeah, it's a good song, too, but I was jamming out to that one, though.
And of course, you know, you also like, don't you also like the other track I played, Black God Kid?
Yeah, that was a good one, too. Hell, the whole CD's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I even like the CD art, too, man. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, right? Fucking, I don't know, man. The fucking art's dope. The fact that, you know, it comes with the lyrics, which, you know, you don't get that too often anymore.
Yeah, people don't usually do that, no. I guess you do that if, like, you have nothing else to put in the booklet.
I guess so.
You know, since there's no other pictures really in there.
Yeah, true.
Fuck.
You alright there, man?
Yeah, I just need a beer.
You know, for a minute there, I could have sworn, you know, someone just stepped on him.
It could have been. It was like somebody's playing the knockout game with him.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh!
That's the worst game ever.
Don't you hit me with frying pan.
Oh, man. That's just stupid, though, man. Like, it really is.
Yeah, well, that's the kids that we have nowadays.
Unfortunately, yes.
And you could pretty much, you know, put some responsibility behind GTA 5, too. But, you know, that's besides the point.
Well, yeah.
Seems
that's
like
true, too.
All those fucking videos of, you know, the dude running around the game just knocking people out. And then somebody, you know, took it and brought it to real life. Hey, yeah, that's so cool,
that.
Man. I'm going to go around and punch random people.
Yeah, I'm going to knock at old people.
Punch old people.
Man, shit, yo, even fucking Shuzy got up on that shit, fucking talk about how fucking stupid it is.
Who's that? Shizzy Six?
Yeah.
They make a rap about it.
Nah, man, I just made a video just fucking talking, saying how stupid it is.
Because he raps about everything else.
It's true, he does.
Like everything.
Yeah, I know. I mean, don't,
I mean he's,
please
a,
don't.
He's a good rapper and shit, but goddamn, do you really get a rap about every fucking video game?
Apparently he does. I don't know why. You're right over there, Spuddy. You're making some weird noises with your phone again.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's cool, man.
Are you sure?
Sure.
We need to call somebody?
No, you're good.
Yeah,
maybe
you're right.
Yeah, that's my
control.
Ride is fucking 10 minutes late.
You should tell him to hurry up, man. Call him up.
Yeah, I will.
Before you call the exterminator on them. Oh, wait, no. They'd be calling it on you.
You said what?
Yeah, I didn't get that either.
I said, before they fucking call the exterminator on you or you do it to them, whatever.
Oh.
No. You know, maybe call pest control.
Really?
Terminex?
Yeah. Yeah, Havoc's in that new commercial, man. He's underneath your house, you know, putting a little flag down saying that he's here to take all your bugs out.
Yeah. Which is, don't you just love that?
No, I don't.
Are you sure?
As like that one story that one chick posted, this lady walking into her bathroom, find a 12-foot fucking long python in her bathroom.
I think I've seen that video.
I was like, the fuck? Fuck that.
Man, it's like that one video I saw up on fucking Facebook. It's apparently fucking someone saw like a fucking dead fucking, like anaconda or python and thought that shit was real.
Well, what the hell was it?
I was dead. But They thought it was, like, alive and shit like that.
Now, which is it? Was it alive or was it dead?
No, it was dead, but they thought it was alive because someone kept, like, moving its head and shit.
What the hell?
Yeah, it was a good video. So Spider-Man, what's going on with that ride for you, man? Or are you just not going to go out tonight?
Well, I'm going out either way. If they don't show up, I'm going for a long-ass walk.
Man, you're like, fuck that shit.
Yeah, right?
Get a late-night jog.
Fuck yeah.
I do that because all the bars are definitely closed out here.
Hell yeah.
The bars ain't closed yet.
Not the bars, but the liquor store is definitely closed. What was that, 9? Bathroom. Oh, he's walking down the stairs now. Uh,
Yeah, Angel, any particular track you want to hear, man? Or just Strangulation in general?
Man, I don't know anything even off SCU besides like the Cypher thing and that hard song.
I'm gonna guess that he wants the title track itself. So here we go with Tech N9ne, Strangulation. Strangulation.
Strangulation. Wrapped in XLR cables up from my whiskers down to my fucking kicks. Record was echoed and Gordon Gecko's, you sucking dick. Nobody be asking me for secrets, I ain't chucking tips. I'd rather be bumping hips on that ratchet with muffin tits. Tore up the limits from Britain, visions would rock the live. Inside a prison where giddy bitches don't jock the rhyme. Born with precision and rhythm spitting could swat a fly. For them to just kick a single shilling from Spotify. Bye bye killers on a high five business. Don't abide by the sickest in your high ride to the hit list. If we ain't spoken ages and miss me with broken favors, you might Miley Cyrus, your major, you twerking on swollen razors. Run now. Don't make me come to dinner, nail your tongue down, and have you plead your case to us in strange land at sundown. Careful of the beers, cause everything has got a price attached. Wake up with a horse head in your bed and next your life is snatched.
Yeah. Tank full of petrol, bank full of pesos. Pool on my tour bus, bonus on the payroll. Feel like I be killing it, famous on the internet. Really, I'm just winging it, cooking shit on my kitchen. Life's so good right now, I need to celebrate. About to sell a stadium out. Turn it in a race. Look at how the industry norm has started looking straight. All my brothers riding the storm while they just ride away. Caviar wishes, bitches for my bitches. Black shades and hoodies and spots with white linen. Feel like Sam Kinison, preaching to the citizen. Screaming at the space, you ain't ever gonna get rid of us. Listen, I just cleaned my plate, so now I'm getting kicked. Beating down the interstate, yelling, get out the fucking way. We plant flags in the ground because we here to stay. And I bring the whole hood out and have my own parade. Black gold. Purposely wrote this verse just to murder, dismember, defecate, disassemble the limbs of a nigga who try and separate artistry from nonfiction. I'm sent with a conviction to sit in coupons giving opinions on my addiction. There he goes, speaking about how he murk could be smelling himself. Why else would he flaunt about it so verbally? Dance around me like I was a paraplegic in a do-si-do competition, looking pissed like I never heard a beat. Yada yada, a whole lot of yapping about my rapping when I'm the captain, the crunch of you niggas' milky dreams. I'm the comparison of pop face, staring in your face. Mock, razor blade, cut, leave you crispy clean. Don't ask Tech, ask me if this question's. Guarantee that he tell you that I'm the best and I'm destined to fight a snake in the bat, helping Kansas City's progression. Hoping I hurt the feelings of whoever second guessed it, cause everybody talking, I'ma make you niggas hear me. Mind control flow now, listen to your ears bleed.
Said it's sicker than these sicker fans. Keep your dick up in your pants. You were blunted on the block, me, I had some different plans. I'm trying to get to France, sniffing grams, hit a branch. Independent powerhouse, vibing out with the fan. Waking up in different cities every night, getting grand. Stay prepared for this, I'm bearing witness to the cinnamon. Stripper dance with cinnamon, clubbing with my gentlemen. Drank away the night's events, nothing worth remembering. Squad to run up in this bitch, mobbing like some immigrants. Sack you for your paper sack, rob you of your innocence. Taping off the scene of crime, swabbing for my fingerprints. Thought about my life, you thought the same and couldn't think of shit. Ha! This type of fire don't extinguish. Now write about some bigger shit. You're striking out, swing and miss. Ring around the rosy homie, pocket full of pain. Keep a lock up on my lane and triple optic in my brain. Look.
Yeah, what up?
You be.
What's going on, man?
Hold on. Hold on, Travis calling me. Hold up. What up, Trav?
What's up, man? I'm outside right now.
Okay, here I come.
All right.
Peace. You be.
Yeah.
Hey, you got the bitch's number from so-and-so?
From what? Which bitch?
The redhead bitch from da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah. Want me to text it to you?
Yeah, text it to me right now.
All right, I'm going to send it to you.
Love.
All right, peace.
And we are back.
What is the rest of that song?
This is only, I think it's only 3 minutes.
Ain't that the song they made a video for?
Probably.
It is, they made a video. Except, there was more people in it. Like, everybody. Tech N9ne's supposed to be in there, Calico's in there, Prozac's in there, What the hell's going on here?
I don't know. Don't forget, that is the leaked version of it, too, so.
I'm just saying, like, that song is definitely longer, unless they got bits and pieces all over the place that they just threw all in one fucking song.
Yeah, I don't know. Find it. Or like find like the full version of that shit. Which means whoever leaked that shit fucked up.
Just go to fucking YouTube and look for that song. Or go to somewhere, I don't know, like Tech N9ne's like page or some shit. I got a video for that song. Just like Big Hoodoo put out a video for Darkside back in January, and I had no idea.
I didn't know that either. So now.
Just like Boondocks put out a fucking video for Abaddon.
Fuck you, Martini, bitch. Yeah, man. You're right, man. The cipher on the cipher they have for the video is like 9 minutes. That's just like 3 minutes. What the fuck?
Yeah, see? It's the same thing, too.
Well, either way, you know, Angel Woods is going to be hearing the whole thing anyways.
He heard the whole song, though.
Yeah, the three-minute one.
Yeah, he heard it all, though.
Where did you die on us?
No, I'm still here.
Holy shit, Spider is still here.
Yep. No one squished them yet. I guess I'd say he's still waiting for his ride.
Yeah, well, I just said, fuck it, I gotta go inside and take a shit.
Yeah, we're all taking shits nowadays.
He's taking a shit, he's taking a piss.
Right? Yeah, but I'm definitely fucking bootlegging this shit off of fucking YouTube. Because, it's straight up that we didn't get the fucking full-out fucking version on that fucking leak.
So which version of Abaddon do you like better?
I definitely like the C version better.
I think I like the other version better. From, Halloween.
At least I know with this one, you know, it's not gonna fuck with my damn iPod.
Cause that's make you see the devil, meet the devil, whatever the fuck. That hook's better.
Yeah, I definitely think they should just put that back. I mean, I think what they should have done with Abaddon is like, you know, give us both versions up on that shit.
That was the reason why he only gave you one, because he made a new version of it.
Oh, yeah.
can't give you the same one he gave to you for fucking Halloween?
I don't know, you know, at least, you know, that went up as like a bonus track or something like that.
Yeah, right. He's not Tech Nine, man. He'll give you free shit.
Tech Nine gives a lot of free shit.
He don't give you like 20 tracks plus like 5 extra bonus tracks.
Yeah, that's true.
Fuck, where the hell is my ride? Pissing me off.
Maybe they forgot about you.
That makes me feel better.
Rip off. Forgot about
maybe
you, and they're like...
Maybe they fell asleep.
Yeah, that could be a possibility. All we really were going to do was just smoke some weed and they were going to take me home.
Seriously?
Oh.
Well, why don't they just come over to your place and do that then?
Yeah, right?
It's a different atmosphere smoking in my crib than smoking in a car and hotboxing with the engine off and the windows up.
Well, I mean, I've hotboxed the car several times before, but, I don't know. Like
it
the one time, we hotboxed the car in the middle of winter, you know? You couldn't see out the fucking window, you know, car covered in snow.
All right.
Well, you know, just smoke up your room, on your house.
Or the times you hotbox in fucking Busta B's bathroom.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, the small-ass bathroom with, like, fucking 5 people in there. And then fucking 2 of them were, like, freestyle battling and shit.
Wow.
That's whenever I found out Busta B could rap, because he fucking killed this dude that's a great freestyle rapper.
Damn.
He fucking killed him. I was like, oh, shit. So he got that to his credit, man. Busta B beat Colin.
This is nuts, though, man. And there he is, playing with his phone again.
Oh, you know what I think it is? I think it's my case.
Your case is playing with your phone?
Yeah.
Why?
Your case has hands?
Apparently.
Interesting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, man, you see that fucking hybrid low up in all double chat double family chat fucking posting that shit everywhere, man.
Where exactly is everywhere?
Like, you know, well, mainly, like, you know, his group. Probably, you know, probably his, like, his page as well.
Yep.
Remember, we got some new people open this shit.
Ain't that chat that What's-Her-Face is always complaining about?
I don't know.
Shelby.
She'll be complaining anyways about everything.
Yeah, she complains about everything. But I'm just saying, I think that's the chat she was always complaining about. Talk about, I speak my mind and I get blocked or some shit. I swear it was that group.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, man. Possible. But, shit, man, they're showing us love, so I'm just not complaining.
Yeah, somebody got to show us some love.
Hell yeah.
Well, where did we find Spider? Is he from that chat?
I don't know where we found Spider. I think he found us.
Yeah, I did find you guys.
Yeah, spiders always do find us. Usually while we're sleeping.
Yeah.
Where you find us at?
From that one, remember Micah?
Micah? No.
Micah Perry? Havoc, do you remember him?
No.
What about Victoria?
Victoria
Franklin?
Victoria.
Oh, Victoria Franklin, there we go.
Yeah,
okay.
It was between those two.
Well, I only know her.
Yeah.
I know she was on for a while. And she was, like, posting stuff. On, like, she sent me the phone number to the other JRR. And, I called it. And, yeah.
Holy shit, Victoria did something right.
Yeah, for the first time in her life. Hey, man, she brought us somebody. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, and go to old Spider.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Even though his boy fucking, you know, seemed to just forget about him.
No.
Well, like Gil G said, maybe they just passed the fuck out on you.
Maybe they're getting high right now.
No,
yeah.
I'm just...
Without you.
Wouldn't that be a bitch?
No response. I think we're losing them.
No, you're not losing.
Don't go into the light just yet.
Yeah. Tail in. Stay away from the light.
Angel's not here to save you.
Yeah. Neither of them.
Don't fall for it. He's a demon.
He's telling me he doesn't say Macklemore.
Yeah, he does.
Why are you shouting out the Macklemore, motherfucker? No, he's horrible.
The same reason that on a few shows Eminem had Tyler, the Creator, open up for him.
That's pathetic right there.
Yeah. No shit.
Time to turn on the Macklemore. Yeah, I definitely hate Tyler, the Creator, myself. Dude,
hate that guy.
He's horrible. He just needs to go away.
I wish Eminem would have dissed him.
That would have been better. But no, he fucking put him on stage.
Yeah, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah, see?
That's like in that song that you're just downloading there or whatever. That's what Tech N9ne says in his song, talking about. It's like something being compared to Eminem. He's like, well, I'm black and I can say nigga, bitch.
Oh, I think it should be up on the soundboard now.
What?
The full collab from Tech N9ne, the fucking cipher. It's right here. There we go.
Really?
Let's go with the whole thing.
Tech N9ne smashes the masses, but the industry is hating asses. Strange days when your favorite rapper's popping, but is he on top of something you can't gauge? Especially when he's topping the charts and you see me, Kay Lamar, and Macklemore sharing the same stage. I'm the nigga all these artists look up to. Death of Tech has been the hardest to bust through, but I keep my fans fainting like Klux do. You don't like how we living? Well, I dominate your conglomerate. What everything I can accommodate, it'll be a non-debate coming up against a Ron the Great. So many got arms, legs, and necks at it. Strange, cause music's so conceptually, I'm the best at it. Let's have it for all of these tech addicts. Any disrespect to family will get your chest at it. Aiming at him and his agony burner blew his brain, and back in his cannons came in, caved in cavity, caliber, connect, cap it. Yo, there it go, red is in my head, it grow, headed foe, let him dead it, yeah, the medic said it, so let it grow, shredded and get no credit, so pathetic though, dread and vetted, seven in heaven's crevice, wedding, at a boat. Give her the shivers when I deliver this. Hitter than quitter, cause she's on Twitter, shit. And when she compared me to Eminem, I said I'm different. She said how I said I'm black and I can say nigger, bitch. To him, I may be just another bro with a flow, and we'll probably never tour, cause it'll be thousands of juggalos at a show. And I heard fatalities happen on each side, so there's never no let it go. So I get it, I keep what I'm making incredible. All of them scared of a nigger, though. Strangulation, this occupation's so scandalous. We stop the hating, no chances. When I rock the nation so Danzig, I'm killing all these niggas, Operation Code Kansas. Strange gang playing triggered assassins, got a bunch of untamed aim trained spitters a-blasting. My insane brain saying give up the rapping and go back to the gang bang thang, nigga was hiding in Sewell.
For hell, fell in a cell and slept on a bed of nails like nothing I've ever felt. Ghost in a shell was molded with other demons as if I needed some help or a host to preserve the heathen. Got it, my brain is rotted, I swear to God that I'm not it. I'm set to go to the gallows as soon as the rope is knotted. I ain't high as the pie, then the hydra has juiced adrenaline. Came in a cypher clean, still smelling like putrid cinnamon. Cinnamon, in the meager state, I'm straight at an angle. Stop ripping and quit your bitch and ain't like I'm raping an angel. Said I was magnifique, y'all ain't fucking with it, capiche. Not as safe as you might have thought with a devil under your feet. They throw a shot and then sit back and wait for some reaction. Ain't nothing to it but to do it. I'm a mummy rapping, so get to clapping or dissing the clan you're hating. Listen, the man is chasing and this is the strangulation.
Stevie Stone, let's go! Stevie Stone, I'm on it. I'm so clever, nobody can compare it. I'm better, I put shit together. America's most elaborate rap. Pick your head up, so I'm talking to get you wet up. Yeah, I'm ready to kill her, you niggas are feeling the drillin' that'll fill in the million, yell a mill on you niggas. Ain't even reach out to climb, it's rather my feeling on niggas. And back in the back, I'll back camp Billy, you niggas. Get busy on niggas, this ain't no random leakage. Stony in the building, the bitch pull up the cleavage. The snake in the back, you see them prominent features. Strange land, we rain on your region. Meat wagging, I come, my beat tagging, I'm bagging them, bring them clusters of three, got three magnums, gagging them out. You pussy to still talking, I'm dragging them out, I'm tapping them out.
Murder.
Oh shit, they
fucked around and signed a backpacker. Smart, rich, handsome, plus he's not a bad rapper. I'm just a little local talent that fucked around and made it big. Underground bully picking on all these famous kids. And the danger is, now I'm doing stranger biz. About to make the world forget about what a major is. Independent powerhouse, running all these towers out. My enemies are all forgotten, wishing I would shout them out. And I don't want to hear a rapper harmonize unless he's thuggish, rugged, lazy, crazy, busy, wish of flesh. But maybe I'm just hating, cause my black ass can never sing. Fuck that auto-tune, I hope the future's filled with better things. And you a fucking lie if you say you found a better team. It's possible, like trying to fit my dick inside my wedding ring. And all the bread it brings will be distributed improperly. I represent for hip-hop, not some fucking aristocracy.
Recognize, come on!
Wrapped in XLR cables, up from my whiskers down to my fucking kicks. Record was echoed in Gordon Gecko's, you sucking dick. Nobody be asking me for secrets, I ain't chucking tips. I'd rather be bumping hips on that ratchet with muffin tits. Tore up the limits from Britain, visions would rock the live. Inside a prison where giddy bitches don't jock the rhyme. Born with precision and rhythm, spitting could swat a fly. For them to just kick a single shilling from Spotify. Bye bye, killers on a high five business. Don't abide by the sickest in your high ride to the hit list. If we ain't spoken ages, then miss me with broken favors. You Miley Cyrus, your major, you twerking on swollen razors. Run now. Don't make me come to dinner, nail your tongue down, and have you plead your case to us in strange land at sundown. Careful of the biz, cause everything has got a price attached. Wake up with a horse head in your bed and next your life is snatched.
Yeah. Tank full of petrol, tank full of pesos. Pool on my tour bus, bonus on the payroll. Feel like I be killing it, famous on the internet. Really, I'm just winging it, cooking shit on my kitchen. Life's so good right now, I need to celebrate. Like to sell a stadium out and turn it into race. Look at how the industry norm has started looking straight. All my brothers riding the storm while they just ride away. Caviar wishes, bitches for my bitches. Black shades and hoodies and spots with white linen. Feel like Sam Kinison, preaching to the citizen. Screaming at the faith, you ain't ever gonna get rid of us. Guessing I just cleaned my plate, so now I'm getting kicked. Beating down the interstate, yelling, get out the fucking way. We plant flags in the ground because we here to stay. And I bring the whole hood out and have my own parade. Black gold.
Wrote this verse just to murder, dismember, defecate, disassemble the limbs of a nigga who try and separate artistry from nonfiction. I'm sent with a conviction to sit in coupons giving opinions on my addiction. There he goes, speaking about how he murk could be smelling himself. Why else would he flaunt about it so verbally? Dance around me like I was a paraplegic in a do-si-do competition, looking pissed like I never heard a peep. Yada yada, a whole lot of yapping about my rapping when I'm the captain, the crunch of you niggas' milky dreams. I'm the comparison of pock face, staring in your face, mock race. A blade cut, leave you crispy clean. Don't ask tech, ask me if the questions. Guarantee that he tell you that I'm the best. And I'm destined to fight a snake in the bat, helping Kansas City's progression. Hoping I hurt the feelings of whoever second guessed it. Cause everybody talking, I'ma make you niggas hear me. Mind control flow now, listen to your ears bleed.
Sicker than these sicker fans, keep your dick up in your pants. You were blunted on the block, me, I had some different plans. I'm trying to get to France, sniffing grams, hit a branch. Independent powerhouse, vibing out with the fan. Waking up in different cities every night, getting grand. Stay prepared for this, I'm bearing witness to the cinnamon. Stripper dance with cinnamon, clubbing with my gentlemen. Drank away the night's events, nothing worth remembering. Why to run up in this bitch, mobbing like some immigrants. Sack you for your paper sack, rob you of your innocence. Taping off the scene of crime, swabbing for my fingerprints. Thought about my life, you thought the same and couldn't think of shit. Ha! This type of fire don't extinguish. Now write about some bigger shit. You're striking out, swing and miss. Ring around the rosy homie, pocket full of pain. Keep a lock up on my lane and triple optic in my brain. Look.
My brain is full of thoughts that are darker than Sam Haim, that span across the Great Lakes and vast Midwest plains, spreading coast to coast like a virus you can't contain. Now a global pandemic, panic courtesy of pride. The biggest independent label pop the champagne. We don't need no head now, nah, homie, you can keep the change. Coming through your speakers, receive us into your blood vein. We're the truth like Nostradamus' prophecy quatrain. Snake bat, praise that, part of rap since way back. Since the days of 8-track and 808s and ADAX. Analog cassette deck, steady grinding, what's next? Starving artists, still traveling tech, cut me that advanced check. Strange outcast, death child, call me Damien. Five finger death punch straight to the cranium. Flow so sick, could be enriched with uranium. Extraterrestrial lyrics labeled alien.
The genius, Cali baby.
Alright man, I'ma do this. I'm kinda nervous. The purpose of having a cipher is so you can sit here while that listen. Look at me in this position. Now I could've just left you sitting there, but Dinga told me pick them apart. You're a victim of ours. Okay, I ride to the double crooked. Look at them, he pussy like they took a ugly stick and frickin' shook at them.
Okay,
and I don't stay goosey down to the linens. I let you trick off, see jerk on my dick off and grinning. You can see him, but he's just a figment. You wanna be him, better get your pigment gone. Try to beat him with deliverance, I get belligerent, and it's the end of the song. And I get a little bit ahead of myself, feel like I'm a melt, and I feel like I'm better than everyone else. I guess I'll be rapping ahead of my wealth. I'm the coldest thing since the Ice Cube. Only thing missing from this beat back in the day was Ice Cube.
Okay.
Yeah, I tell him the best in a minute. Nigga, what? Only niggas that can contest him is resting. Stick him up.
Okay.
Whatever, Diggy.
Strange music.
So, Gary, what about the fact that entire thing is already on the soundboard?
Well,
it turns out Tech N9ne broke them up into parts and put the parts on the album.
See? I knew that's what he must have did.
That's Strangeness Part 1 as the first track. Then Strangeness in 2 is the 8th track, followed by, 3, 4.
Well, which one is the Tech N9ne port? Damn it, Spider, quit wrestling with the bag.
I'm sorry, yeah, man.
Do not get in the bag. Stay away from the bag.
That plastic bag is winning.
Yeah, it sounds like it. I don't know if it should be the cut to 1, 2, 3, or disqualify them. Qualify the bag for an illegal chokehold. There you go.
I just want to know why Paul Heyman's allowed to talk longer than 2 matches they had on SmackDown.
I don't fucking know.
2 matches, boom, boom, in and out, and Paul Heyman comes out and talks for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, right.
About the same fucking shit.
Yeah. My client, Brock Lesnar, ended the streak.
And then we had to see John Cena beat fucking Eric Rowan again.
Yeah.
But Damian Sandow losing to Santino, seriously? Is that what WWE has come to?
Yeah. Damn it, Spider.
Yes?
I'm going to kill your bag over there.
You know what? You're going to what? What did you say?
I said I'm going to kill your bag.
Alright. I'll kill it for you.
Good. But yeah, man, I don't know, man. Fucking... But yeah, that whole Slam City shit is fucking retarded.
Slam City? Who the hell watches that?
I watched it, and it's fucking stupid.
I'm sure it is.
I got bored, and I got sick and tired of seeing the fucking thing up, that damn thing about it up on fucking... during the fucking previews and fucking Cole talking about it. So I decided to check it out. It's absolutely horrible.
I see.
Trust me. Stupid. Especially the part where they have fucking Sheamus and Brock Lesnar fighting in it.
They have Brock Lesnar in
Yes. They have him as someone, you know, as a person, you know, that talks through the fucking movie. And then fucking, and Shimmies comes in as the fucking, usher. The movie theater.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And he kicks him in the face, I guess.
No. He starts having a sword fight with him with that stupid flashlight thing that ushers carry.
A sword fight. And, and as for these ushers, man, that shit doesn't exist anymore. They don't walk up and down with fucking flashlights and shit anymore.
And of course, Brock Lesnar's sword was a fucking club sandwich.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is absolutely retarded.
Shouldn't that have been Ryback?
Should have been, but it wasn't. And then you had one part where they had fucking, they had like one of the episodes where you had fucking Kane and Santino Marella fighting each other over who gets to make the pizza for the kids.
It's a kid's show, Havoc.
Here, I'll send you one of the links. You can see how retarded that shit is. I'll send you one of Sheamus and Brock Lesnar. They're like 2 minutes long. That's about it.
2 minutes long, is it?
Yeah. Then of course they got one with CM Punk in it.
And then what, he leaves?
No. He's fucking running like an ice cream cart. And they have the Miz that comes into it. They have one with Alberto Del Rio and Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Alright then. These are very random.
Yep. Well, I sent you the link for the Brock Lesnar one.
Yay. Jeez, Spider. Don't talk so much.
Sorry, I'm like falling asleep.
He's gonna be asleep by the time his ride gets there.
It's true. It's damn true.
It's like 1:30 and shit.
Hell yeah. I'm about to go make me a cheeseburger.
Some what?
Cheeseburgers, man.
Cheeseburgers?
Yeah.
The fuck?
I need 9 cent cheeseburgers from work.
How the hell do you get a cheeseburger for 99 cents?
And he's
that's
like
what I want.
See, that's the thing that gets him interested there. Cheeseburgers, 99 cents.
Who gets
not
who
like,
interested?
Okay, and Spider there.
Well, he's hungry.
Well, he's a stoner. What do you expect?
Him to be hungry?
Yeah, they're like it's like a half a fucking cheeseburger type thing. Like on it's with a fucking like a pita bread or something like that.
Right.
Chris, I wanna add more than this. Oh well, I guess I must have ate them already.
Except you did before you ate them earlier.
Except for the three I have left. Take them all, put them on the microwave. Unfortunately, the package contains a word I don't like.
And what is that?
Sandwich rose.
He still bought it.
Yeah, it tastes good. Like I said, I could have sworn I bought more than that. Once I got moved around.
You did. You ate them. So all you do is eat.
Yeah, sometimes. If I ate them all. Oh, well. I thought I was supposed to be ready to pass out.
No, I'm still awake.
Yeah, because I said something.
Just trying to find my wallet so I can go buy an energy drink.
No, now you gotta find the wallet. First you had to find the shirt, now you gotta find the wallet.
Yeah. Right. Then you'll probably turn into the Hulk again.
Hell no.
Ash, Hulk can't find wallet.
That's fucked up.
That's true. I mean, come on, man. You were trying to find your shirt and you were getting all pissed off about it.
Right?
Hulk can't find fuck the world shirt.
It's a dope-ass shirt.
Well, duh.
Just fuck the world in the middle of it. It has Hatchet Man.
Yes, the one from Hot Topic.
Having a fucking shit fit.
Don't give the cat some food.
And she's just fucking playing with the random objects that she's found on the floor.
Yeah, cats find hours of enjoyment out of stupid little things they find on the floor.
True.
Like bottle caps.
Yeah, well, this one found a fucking tube. I don't know what the hell's in the tube, but it's empty now, and she's playing with it.
Well, why didn't you make it in a garbage can?
I didn't even know it was around until she found it.
You're a hyper-ass cat, you know that?
Even our demon cat, I think, is asleep right now.
Oh, I wish this one would be asleep, but that's not going to be for a while. Not until she tires herself out.
Yeah,
one piece,
I mean, it's a long day of biting and clawing people.
Yeah, for my cat, it's a long day of sleeping.
Well, the demon cat does that as well.
That's just funny. How you refer to her as a demon cat.
I mean, you have no idea, man. This cat's crazy.
I believe it. It was mine.
Got everybody's arms looking like we're cutters.
I didn't know you turned emo on me, there, Ghetto G.
Yeah, that's what people probably think.
Hey, here we go talking shit about the emo juggalos, and then your arms are looking like the fucking emo itself.
No, not my arms.
Oh, somebody's arms.
My arms are fine. Right now, anyway.
What was that?
Spider.
I found a ball.
You found a ball?
A ball, yeah.
Oh, a bull. Is that you smoking the bull?
Me hitting it.
Damn thing is loud as hell.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
So that's what they mean by smoking that loud.
That shit hurts my ears. This is on speaker.
How does it hurt your ears?
And that fucking whispering sound, man.
Man, it's like if you were making some fucking tea or some shit.
Yeah, but that's got more of a high pitch to it than a fucking tea kettle.
It's not even that loud.
I'm just saying, you know, like when...
Mr. Sensitive Ears.
I'm just saying, you know, when he takes a fucking hit of that shit, the old whispering sound, nah. I mean, unless he's just fucking smoking the fucking resin.
Man, he just found a bowl, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but the question is, does he have weed for it, or is he smoking the resin? Or is he smoking the resin from the bowl?
Now, when you say bowl, you did mean that it was filled, right?
Yep.
Yeah. See.
Just making sure.
He's trying to contact the other stoners.
Yeah. Fucking next thing you know, there's a whole flock of them out, like, right outside his door.
Yeah. Standing out there like zombies. Wade.
I believe it. Oh, Spider, how about this? We're going to let you go smoke.
I'm going to go eat, and Gil's going to do whatever. I don't know what he's going to do.
All right, for sure, Ninja.
All right, bye.
Hey, peace.
Boop-boop.
Boop-boop.